Friend to Friend by Jean B. Bingham, Relief Society General President. Don't play with fire. Keep the commandments. In this there is safety. In this there is peace. Children's Songbook, page 146. When I was growing up, one of my jobs was to burn the trash. I would gather the garbage from the house. I'd put it in a big metal barrel in the backyard. Then I would light a match and drop it in the barrel. One day, it was really windy, and the match just wouldn't stay lit. I decided to make a torch out of newspaper. I thought that way the flame would last long enough to light the trash on fire. I remembered that it wasn't smart to play with fire, but I ignored the warning feeling. I rolled up some newspaper into a cone, lit it with a match, and dropped it into the barrel. Whoosh! The strong wind made the newspaper burst into flames, and the trash quickly caught fire. Big flames blew past my face. Luckily, most of my hair was pulled back into a ponytail, but my bangs were singed into crisp little wisps. My eyelashes were gone, and my eyebrows, too. It just happened so fast. That taught me a lesson. If you play with something dangerous, you can get hurt. Our parents and the Holy Ghost warn us to avoid dangerous things, like pornography and drugs. If we choose to ignore the warnings, there are harmful consequences. I'm grateful that my hair grew back over time. That's like repentance. When we make wrong choices, we can choose to change. We can be forgiven because of the atonement of Jesus Christ. No matter how young or old we are, our Savior is always there to help us. We can feel peace again, just like on the day we were baptized. Heavenly Father gave us commandments because He loves us. He wants to protect and help us. What wonderful gifts Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, have given us. From an interview with Marissa Dennis. End of the story, Don't Play with Fire, by Jean B. Bingham. Read by Eden Reinwand.